A fresh appeal is out by Guelph Police on a quartet of local missing persons cases, the earliest of which dates back to the summer of 1975. Dat. CST. Kyle Winters said whether it's locating the person or learning what happened to them, it can provide needed closure for family and friends. Missing persons cases cause immense emotional distress for the families and friends of those involved, Winters said in a news release. In all of the cases, police are urging the public to contact them with any information at 519-824-1212 or by email mcu@guelphpolice.ca. You can also contact Crime Stoppers. Wilfred Bruder, Guelph Police Service. Wilfred Bruder. Bruder has not been seen or heard from since he used a payphone at Willow West Mall almost 21 years ago. The man, also known as Wolf, was 50 years old on February 28, 2004. He is described as white with a medium build and brown eyes. He stood at about 5'5". Police say he had short brown hair and a mustache, though he was partially balding. He was also missing the ring finger on his left hand. Ann Matthews. Ann Matthews. Guelph Police Service. Over 40 years ago, Matthews was at the Homewood Health Center on Delhi Street when it's believed she was alone and left on foot. On December 7, 1983, police believe she went in an unknown direction and despite an extensive ground search and other investigative measures, she was not found. Matthews was last seen wearing a red felt coat with black embroidery around the bottom and fox fur around the hood. Police say she was also wearing a light-colored turtleneck sweater, dark slacks and beige boots. David Kruger. Guelph Police Service. David Kruger. Kruger was last seen at his home on Liverpool Street in Guelph on April 26, 1979. Beforehand, police say Kruger ran a hot tub business with a business partner, but ran into financial difficulties. 3 weeks before he disappeared, police say Kruger's mother had passed away. It is possible he may have been depressed, said Guelph police. Police say his business partner reported him missing on May 2, 1979. Guelph police say Kruger's 1967 brown half-ton pickup was found abandoned by Toronto police in June 1979 near a TTC station on Finch Avenue. Police noted Kruger had spent time working in the oil fields of Alberta in the years before his disappearance. Kruger, who would be 73 today, is described as 6 feet 5 inches and has a large distinctive port wine birthmark on his lower right leg. John Zuwern. Zuwern was reported missing on July 21, 1975 at the age of 21. He was a Guelph resident at the time, but was a patient at a hospital in London. It was learned he left without permission on June 14 of that year. Guelph police say he was last seen in 1980, after reported sightings in the Bloor and Spadina area of Toronto. Police say it appeared he was living on the streets. He would have been 26 when he was last seen. He was described as white with a thin build, standing about 5 feet 11 inches and weighing between 135 and 140 pounds. He had blue eyes and unkempt long grayish-brown hair past his shoulders. Police say he walked with a very pronounced limp and police were concerned for Zuwern's mental health.